USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell told lawmakers on Wednesday that a U.S. recession is a possibility. After raising interest rates at the highest bump in over 40 years, Powell said a soft landing has been made significantly more challenging by the events of the last few months. The Boston School Committee has chosen Mary Skipper, the superintendent of a neighboring city, to be the next superintendent of the Boston Public Schools District. The Commerce Department added five Chinese companies to an export blacklist for allegedly helping Russia's military. They did not provide details of the technology involved. A legislative economic forecast released Tuesday says Colorado taxpayers will see a $750 refund this summer, an increase from the initial projections of $400. The refunds normally fall in the new calendar year, but Democrat Governor Jared Polis wants the money distributed ahead of the 2022 midterm elections. USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Due to the Biden administration using Border Patrol agents to process illegal immigrant paperwork, the semi-truck carrying the people that died in the San Antonio heat was waved through numerous checkpoints.
The big rig used in this week's deadly smuggling attempt in Texas wasn't searched at several highway checkpoints, despite the fact dozens of illegal immigrants were packed in the back. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says the state is taking steps to fix that security loophole.
Today I'm announcing that Texas is going to add additional truck checkpoints.
He says border agents are being taken off the line to work processing centers. He believes that led to the security lapse that allowed the 18-wheeler to make it to San Antonio. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Do you work from home? Feel good about yourself, as today is National Work From Home Day. We are USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade will probably mean there will be more people interested in elections and how their elected representatives stand on abortion. But Bidenflation is what's concerning most Americans, so says Representative Vicki Hertzler, Wednesday on Newsmax.
We will have a chance for these babies to live out their God-given purpose, and I'm very, very grateful for that. And here in Missouri, we also embrace and support the mother. There are many, many pregnancy care centers that where volunteers work with and support women, so no woman feels alone or coerced or that she needs to end the life of her unborn baby. But I think overall, most people are concerned right now about the Biden inflation that is preventing them from being able to even fill up their car with gas or find food at the store.
The nation's capital has announced transportation problems for this holiday weekend.
Washington, D.C.'s Metro warned that customers could face wait times of up to an hour on July 4th as the transit agency grapples with a reduced number of rail cars on one of its busiest days of the year. The agency sidelined about 60% of its fleet in October after a train derailment revealed defects in Metro's 7,000 series rail cars, causing delays across the rail system that persist near 9 months later. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.